From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this part of the program with the situation in Somalia. Two groups are fighting for control of that country, an Islamist group called the Islamic Courts Union, and an internationally recognized transitional government. The Islamists control much of Somalia, which sits on the Horn of Africa, and today Ethiopia, which shares a very long border with Somalia, became even more involved in the fighting there, sending warplanes to bomb two airports controlled by the Islamists. We're going to get into the background of this conflict and what it may mean for the region in a minute. First, though, we're joined by NPR's East Africa correspondent, Gwen Tompkins. She's with us from Nairobi, Kenya. Hello, Gwen, and what can you tell us about today's airstrikes?
Hi, Robert. Well, the Ethiopian warplanes hit Mogadishu's international airport this morning, as well as a smaller airport southwest of the city and a place called Beledogle. Now, the Ethiopian government said it hit these areas to prevent what they called unauthorized flights from taking off or landing. Somalia's transitional government today said it wants to close all routes by air, land, and sea to Somalia. And the Ethiopians, who support the transitional government, well, they're apparently concerned that the Islamic Courts Union is getting supplies and perhaps volunteer fighters that are coming through these airports.
Well, speaking of fighters, what, if anything, do we know about the actual fighting taking place between the Islamists and the forces of the transitional government?
Well, this has been very difficult to confirm what's happening on the ground. But apart from its air power, Ethiopia is also believed to have as many as 8,000 troops on the ground in Somalia, fighting side by side with troops who are loyal to the transitional government. But it's important to remember that the seat of the transitional government at Baidoa is still surrounded by Islamist fighters, and the courts have called on Muslims worldwide to join the fight. They even vowed to hit Ethiopia's capital city, Addis Ababa. Now, these kinds of pronouncements, as well as the reported presence of troops from Eritrea, have only increased fears that this crisis could upset the entire region.
That's NPR's Gwen Tompkins talking to us from Nairobi. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.